Begin the current daf. Masech this Eben daf Yedzayin. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the mouse. That begins words the Gemara. Mayim Achrayim Chayva. The later waters are obligatory, which Tosa explains this halacha, which the Gemara had said that there's an obligation. Tosa comes to explain that why today people are not accustomed to doing that. Tosa actually not going to be Mayim Achrayim. Now the custom is not to wash Mayim Achrayim. Why? Tosa gives two reasons. Either because the email statements must be named, because we don't really have so much this sedem salt, which is the whole reason of why we had to do Mayim Achrayim. Or inami, or another approach is lefisha inon regim le tablets by sin b'melach. We don't generally dip our fingers into the salt after eating, which was done in Talmudic times, and that's another reason why some have the custom of not to do Mayim Achrayim. K'tinek says matzah begin with gemar bechsach sanayi demai, and for the soldiers they could eat demai. Chase brings Rashi interpretation and then that of the Yerushalmi. Because the Gemara was saying that we had Machlik's B'Yerushalmi's Hill, which was related to the Halacha of the Mishnah, could you feed soldiers demai? So Pesach, according to Rashi, explains B'Yisraelim, that they're Jews. And that's because generally demai is only a stringency. And for them, we're lenient to go, according to the primary Halacha, that they do take off Maestras. And if we're lenient. But me of Yerushalmi, Kaplukta, actually, Yerushalmi's brought as a Machlik. Now those who explain that this leniency of giving to the soldiers are non-Jewish soldiers. Non-Jewish. So that's a tayser mafalachi itzok lashmin, and still we have to tell you the machil noisim demai that yes, you could give them demai to eat, because the tevel asabana untied produce of a benefit benefit. But demai kill. That's what we're saying. Regarding demai, we're lenient. We're allowed to give that to the non-Jewish soldier. Kinek says nasla begins with gemar amar avuna. Avuna says tana. Well, in the brisa beishamim the beishamim say, which Chase can explain. Well, why the question that we asked many times the shas? We had said that you're allowed to give to the poor and to the guests demai. Avuna says, oh, actually, it's machlekes b'sham esel, as he brought a price. Well, that's a taste of l'shech, and actually, you cannot ask over here, as we asked many times in Shatz, but time of the b'sham esel, what are we coming to tell you? What's the chiddush of Avuna? To tell you that b'sham esel is asur? Why would you say that? We don't need it. B'sham mogam esel love mishnah. No, the kamashlan, there's a chiddush that he's telling us, not even pertinent regarding b'sham. It's coming to tell you, di mishkach is tam, if you ever find the price dama that says, e machil, that you cannot eat. Oh, and then you would ask a contradiction. And that's where Avuna is coming to tell you. Don't be concerned for it because the Bisham, it's Bisham. And that's what he's coming to tell you. So do we say in the last paragraph, the same idea, where the reason why we're telling it to you is that in case you find something like that, just know that that's Bisham and not to be concerned for that. The Pasuk says, don't turn towards the Avis, one of the types of necromancy. What, you think you can get a lot of lashes over there? Which I just find a difficulty and resolves this Gemara, because the Gemara is saying, if you think that when it says Al, you don't get lashes, as the Gemara was asking regarding Tchumen, so what, you think you're not going to get lashes for Tifna Lo'ivus? Which Tais of Intimid begin to say, wait a second. Tais has to say a second look here, because in the Chanami, yes, you're not going to get lashes, and it makes sense, because the Lav Shema Maisu, it's a negative prohibition that does not have an action related to it, which those types of negative prohibitions, you don't get lashes. So yeah, you see actually, Al Tifnu, you're not getting lashes. And that's it says two approaches. If you're somebody, you can say is the Parchel Mandam Alokin Lav. Either it's asking according to the one who holds actually love shame maisa, you do get lashes, and therefore that would be difficult. Or inami, you could say actually akisvasav have a maisa, the turning of the lips, which is what you do when you have this oiv. When you're asking the question, you have to say something. That's an action, and therefore one would get lashes, and therefore that is what the Gemara is asking. You see, although it says al, there is going to be lashes. Ketinik says the master begins with Gemara lav shenit lasos meisabazin. It's a negative prohibition that's given over to be warned for capital punishment. Which Tais brings rash interpretation, asinit, and gives a different interpretation. The Gemara said that, oh, you're right. What was the question of Bianasin? Was how can you get lashes simply because in that same pasuk you get asos meis bezin, and therefore you shouldn't be able to get lashes on tchum. Pirsha Kodesh, Rashi explained. Meaning, kamai, just like that, in that pasuk it's referring to al yete, which is tchumin. That same pasuk al yetehu could also mean you shouldn't carry out. Which menafkalon haitzah mishus l'shus minan. Therefore, you're learning out from there not only regarding tchumen, but also itzur haitzah of caring for mishus l'shus ram, which is a capital punishment on malacha. Mishan says the Gemara answers no al yetik sib. It says do not go out. It doesn't say al yeti. And therefore, the inkan loshon haitzah is master. Therefore, the buzz is not referring to carrying out. Therefore, it's not nitla sos misbest. That was the Gemara's answer according to Rash, which traces because of Kushla a typical Kondrash interpretation. Matzah klal haskud to have a loshon nitla sos misbest. And why do you have to mention that at all? That is a negative prohibition that could lead to capital punishment. Even the maksha mekayeh the boy lemei madasi krolei tzav loy l'tchumen. Since, what do I mean? So what does the pasuk say? Not al yetzi, it says al yetzi, and therefore it is referring to haitzav. So if that's the case, then the pasuk not referring to tchumen. So what are you asking from there? So then you don't see by Truman that source is Nitla Rosh Mizbazin, because that's what Truman's talking about, Haitza. But Morbite says, Mama, Rabbi Yinsen, what is Rabbi Yinsen's question at all? Oh, but for Rabbi Kiva, it's really Truman Dereisa. We have a Tana, that of Rabbi Kiva, who holds Truman is biblical. But after the Misha to the Gmorlin of Nanavamav says, where does he know this from? Me Al Yetze, from this Pasik. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, we do not expound Al Yetze, meaning Al Yetze. So therefore, according to his opinion, there's no question at all, because it's not a lav shenim lazos mizbezin, because the pasuk is not tumantza, it's talking about tumen, because al yetze is deraisa. So what are you asking? We would use not the Gemara's answer. What's the question even? And the imbar brings a layman. If you think Rabbi Yinsen is coming to say, oh, the mistakman of the drabbanan, that no, it's logical to go like the one who holds the tumen is only rabbinic and not like Rabbi Kiva holds deraisa, and therefore the pasuk we expand not al yetze, because tumen is not deraisa, right? Al yetze. And then Rav Ashi says, no, we expand al yetze, that no, it is talking about the tumen is deraisa. It's not true. That wouldn't make sense, because Rav Ashi would not disagree with that. Because the habachal duch the pshitle dashas, because throughout Shas, it's obvious, it's simple to the Gemara, they were tumen drabbanan. That tumen is drabbanan. Kedam and called Ma'arvin, like the Gemara says on later on the Vlam Zayman Beis. The Amalei Rav of Nachman, Rav says to Rav Nachman, Man Haytana, who is this time Nefel the Rav unless a Breira that even by rabbinic law doesn't hold up that this retroactive clarification, which there it's referring to the Halach of Tchumen, and we see that obviously Tchumen is referred to as rabbinic. So to Pek Mishetziu, the end of Menvav Men Al. Where only Rav says to Abay Mechti, he says, let's see, Erev Tchumen Drabbanan, Samali Yach Magram, so you see again, that Erev Tchumen is always taken for granted as rabbinic. But moreover, the Mashem B'chol Duch that sounds everywhere, the Yitzhak Sivvei B'Shabbos, another question, another line of questioning place asked, that it seems throughout Shas that Yitzhak carrying out from Yitzhak Durshas Ram and Shabbos is written in the Torah. Many most malachas are not written. It's, we learned it out from a comparison to the construction of the Mishkan. But Yitzhak, it seems that the Gemara takes for granted that it is written in the Torah. Where the Beper Ketz at Tzaylan on Pesachim the Peheim and Beis, I mean, the Gemara says, Hamaiti Besar Pesach Mechaber Lechaber, if someone's carrying out the meat of a Karm Pesach from one group to another group, oh, Ein Achayv HaChaynech, he's not Chayv for carrying from one domain to another domain until he actually puts it down. Because Haitzah Tzimbe Keshabbos, because these are Malach of Haitzah by Pesach, just like it says Haitzah carrying out, just like by Shabbos. Therefore, the liability of carrying from a Chabur Lechaber, just like a Tzon Shabbos, is till you put it down. So too, the carrying out of the Chaburis is also only till you put it down. Now, so it sounds like that, oh, Hitzah is written by Shabbos. We don't find Hitzah written by Shabbos. From this pasuk of Al Yetze Ish. So that's not like the way Rashi answers, explains Agamar's answer over here, which says, no, it doesn't say Al Yetze, it says Al Yetze. It's not true. We do learn that from that pasuk that of Hitzah, because we don't have any other pasuk. Well, the parakam in the Harias, and actually in the first parak in Harias, Abdal Manav, Yeshvam, the Gersim Hedya, there are those texts that have explicit the wording. But it does say Hitzah in the Torah. So Tais Zibra does not like the way Rashi explained the Gemara's answer that we don't have a source for Hitzah from this pasuk. So therefore, rather, Benir Lefash Tais has a different interpretation. The Benir Beinus and the Benir Vash, according to both of them, meaning the Gemara's question and answer, Nafkalu Hitzah Ma Yetze. We learn out Hitzah from this pasuk Al Yetze, like Tais Zibra's Mashal Chamakum, like it sounds like throughout Shas, and Vachim Mashal Pash Tekra. And this also sounds like that the simple translation of the pasuk could mean this, because Shal Yetze B'Shabbos, when telling you Al Yetze should become a person should not go out from his place, it doesn't just mean him for his tchum. It means him, Caleb, with his vessels, which was, because what was the pasuk they were talking about? That was Lukas Amon, that was to gather the mon, which was, don't do it, don't leave your place like you do during the weekday, which is caring, not just tchum. Now, so then what was the question and answer? Some Rebbeins and Yetzin thought, even the one who holds tchum is deraisam, which is learned from the pasuk, loy laki. Still, he held that you're not going to get lashes. Why? Keeping the mahagkra nami nafkel and isa itzah. Since from this pasuk, as we're saying, everyone agrees to you also learn out isa of haitzah, which tav mizin bezin. So it's lav nidlam lasos mizin bezin. So you're not going to get lashes. But Ravashi Vishan Ravashi was answering, no. Miksev al yaitzi. Does the pasuk say al yaitzi, which this is different than Rashi says? Meaning, of course, you're learning out haitzah from this pasuk. But does it say al yaitzi? Which mean would then mean that ikur krabaitza, that the primary pasuk is talking about carrying out the azva the lahi lokalav. Yeah, he says. Then I would agree to you that you wouldn't get lashes. Avagav the tchumen nami asi. Although the pasuk is also telling us the laws of tchumen, but it doesn't say al yete. It says al yeteksev, which oh, but given the ikari belashin yete, since the primary terminology is that of going out, so like in the love, So they were going to get lashes. You're right. Although this is the source for carrying out, but since it's not the primary terminology, it's not considered a lav and eat and lav. So it's misbezdin, and you would get lashes. Now, but then Taz asked a question once we introduced this idea. Now, although the issue of carrying out Shabbos, the Gemara Shabbos that Tzadik Vavim Beis actually brings it from a different pasuk, maybe Kaliyah Mahavi, that the people stopped bringing from where they were to where Moshe Rabbeinu was, which was from Rosh Hashanah Yochad to Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So you see, that's what we learned now from, actually not from this pasuk of Al Yetze. And this is Taz, you actually needed two psukim. One for when the poor person carries, which is from Rosh Hashanah where he is to Rosh Hashanah Yachad. One for the carrying of the homeowner, which was from his domain or from out to in, but which where he is, he's in Rosh Hashanah Yachad, in contrast to the poor person who's on the outside. Now, why would you need a special pasuk for both? Isn't that the same idea of Itzah Nachnasa? It's Meshum Da'itzah Malacha Gruhi, since carrying out is an inferior type of Malacha. It's a cry, therefore you needed two psukim for both the Ani and the Asher. Can you preach on Shabbos like Taisa explained in the beginning of Misakla Shabbos on the Beis Amidah? But then Taisa says, this said it sounds like from Agam over here, Diabe Ika Krabaitza, that if the primary pasuk would be talking about carrying out, Kanai Bitchumen, like it's primarily talking about not going beyond your Shabbos residence, it sounds like from Agam that like have a look in the Kulama, that according to everyone, you would not get lashes. Because it would be considered lavanit lasodmis bezin, because the pasuk is referring to also itzah avgam to bechuman like a misa. Although they both alluded to it in the same pasuk, but tchuman itself actually you cannot give it a death penalty, and so why wouldn't you get lashes? Because at least something in the pasuk is referred to which would be viable for death penalty, which is itzah. Yet Tais is bothered, but Meruba, but Nigmar, but becoming the Ayin Dalim and Beis, Gabi Edom Shehukhum and Nefesh, regarding witnesses, which were first Hukhish, which was that they had testified regarding someone that killed someone. And then witnesses came and said, no, he wasn't killed. So they were just refuted. Well, the Seif Huzma, then at the end, not only were they refuted, they actually had Hazamah done to them. That other witnesses said, wait a second, how could you have said that you saw this murder, but you were with us at that time? Which, Mashmit sounds like from the Gemara, they did liken that they would get lashes. Laman Dam, according to one who says that when witnesses are first hukrash and then they have hazama, that ain eragim, that they don't get killed, so why would they get lashes? Mishum deleichashiv lavshani lasses mizbes, because that's not considered a case of a negative prohibition that could come to a corporal punishment, where since when they first get refuted and then there's hazama, they're not going to get killed. So even though the pasuk of hazama says regarding that you could get killed, so then Tais is bothered. So here also, that even though the primary pasuk of Al Yaiti also referred to Al Yaiti, if let's say that was the primary wording even of Al Yaiti, which would then the pasuk would be Tum Haitza and Tchumen, still you should be able to get lashes. Because by Tchumen itself, it's not Mitmalos and Mizbezin. Tais is B'Shem HaFarsh there, he's explained over the Baba Kama, Ayin Dalma Beis, during Masla Havaleh, why it's going to be different in this case. Hadalach Mavishu Shugabai, we shall return to the first parak of Masechtas Eivin. Perek Mavishu Guvayim with Taisis, and now we begin the second Perek Eisen Pasin. We begin Taisis the Masla. Begin with Gemara Eisen Arba Dunyan. We make four of these double posts. Taisis explains, well, how does this work? We're written in Mishnah that you make Pasin LeBegalis, which is especially kana for the Eil Regalim, that we make it with these double posts by the corner so that they could fill up the water and put it over there. Now, Bavis Taisis is. But this the Gemara said previously that this was the halacha mitzvah Sinai of mechitzas that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu was like tefer teruva that you should not have the majority been breached, and as long as the majority is breached, it's not considered mechitzah at all. So according to that interpretation, how could you have this whole halacha of the yumdin but the majority is breached? And that's as Taisus Haino Heichad Lekashem Dal Mechitzas. It's only when you don't have a designation of four types of walls. Kihacha, like here where you do have four walls, but because the Hail Baker Bachal Tzad Am Bekam Am Bekam, since with these double posts, you have an Am on each side. So Chashem Kep Pesach. So although it's more breached than closed, but that's only a problem with, say, when you don't have four walls. Here, essentially, it's like you're having four walls and entryways, which are huge. You usually don't allow it like that. But here, we're going to remain with the biblical law, and therefore, we're going to allow it with the Diyum. It's not difficult on the Halacha Parts Meruma. That's only when you don't have a title of four walls like you have over here, because you have really the four walls and just like, so to speak, an opening in between them. Kshinek says the master begins with the Mabah Barb Shutin and four regular posts in the middle. Please explain exactly how does this work. Because the Mishnah had brought Machlis Remain Rabbi Yehuda regarding how many posts you bring. Either it's four that's like eight, or eight is like 12. Because according to Meir, you add on four pshutim in the middle. Now, the Gemara will explain exactly what type of bar they're disagreeing about. What's the reason? But Tais is bothered. He says, and he's saying in the way of the answer, you cannot say over here, the Asabir, the Haigis, or the Haigis, Mabatlay. Wait a second. You should say that the airspace on either side of these posts, these pshutin, which are in the middle of the sides, are less than the airspace on either side. Don't we say then the airspace, as we said in the previous Tafim, are Mavatla? That's a taste. No, because the Gabbah Gom Hekilu, but grounding those who are making the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim three times a year, they were lenient, which is the whole source of this halacha of Pasibrais. Bukma deraisa, and we remain, leave it with the biblical law, which the biblical law is not bothered with this halacha of Asavir, the Haggis Mabatla. Now, but the taste adds on. So, the Eshet possible, the Dafka Pshutu, specifically by this halacha of these singular posts, the Rach Ve'yama, we're there, there with Aran Amma, that's where Loyam Rina Mediraisa, that's where we don't say biblically, Asavir Mevatle, that the ear space should come on either side of Mevatle, that's only rabbinically. Therefore, over here, by the way, we keep it by biblical law. But if, let's say, the posts were less than the width of an Amma, and then actually, even biblically, it would be considered a promise. This it proves, because the Gabi Amudi HaChatzer, by the pillars of the Chatzer of the Mishkan, which on that they put the curtains, when you walked into the Chatzer, Pirish Biresh Mesechta. Taisa explains in the beginning of Mesechta on the Beit HaMaveis that the Gemara has a question. Why did the Mishnah say that if the Mav is wider than 10 Amos, you have to make it smaller? Why can't you learn from the Chatzur Mishkan, which the opening was 20 Amos, because on either side was 15 curtain, which means to say that there was a gap that's 30 and the total was 50. So that means there was a gap of 20 in the middle. So that should be a reason why it should be even more than, you see, and it was called the Pesach, even though it was up to 20 Amos. Taisa writes over there, what do you mean? There were three pillars by the entryway, which diminishes the gap of 20 amas. How could you say 20 amas? That Tosfos says, but since the pillars were not each a width of an amma, oh, so the Asa Evir Mabatlu, so actually the ear space would come and nullify it. Obviously, over there, it's talking about Midaraisa biblically, that we say that the ear space of the two sides would nullify because only rabbinic, but biblically we would say that it's different, so that we wouldn't have a raya that's called a Pesach, because the Pasuk is saying that it's considered a Pesach, and that was the Gemara's whole question. And you see, it's not considered a Pesach of 20 Amis. So obviously, you see from here, says Taisa, that wherever we say that the pillar is not a width of an Amma, that then the Avir would be Mavatlet, even with the Raisa. And that's why we were not diminishing from the space of 20 Amis, and we were trying to learn from the 20 Amis, because those poles were less than Amma width. And that's what Taisa Shun, whereas over here, where it's Amma width, therefore we're going to say that we're not going to say the concept of Asa Avir, the Hagis, Mavatla on the biblical level. Tinex Taisis Yishanim, Taisis Yishanim brings the Mimaskal B'Neim Kamalei Shtei Revokas, and between them is the gap of these two groups of oxen. Taisis explains that it seems like we're saying the Machleik is Remeir Yehuda two times in the Mishnah. Because we're first the Machleik is Remeir Yehuda in the Mishnah regarding the amount of poles you have to make, if you have to have the pshut or not. And the reason for the Machleik is because how wide could the gap be? That's why you're going to have to add on posts or not. And then the Mishnah brings another machlekes regarding how wide could the openings be. Is it two groups of four oxen or two groups of three oxen, which is going to be a difference of 10 amas or 13 and 3 amas. So that's the same thing. So why are you saying it two times? And that says, Taisisham, no, Lysagabach Plukta. It would not have been enough with the second machlekes, which talks about the actual dimensions. And the Itzuchla, we needed the first machlekes too, because that tells the Mahanim Shudan Rameir, that according to Meir, the singular posts are effective. And that, as we said in the previous Tayshan, that we don't say the airspace on either side is Mavatla, that's from Tayshan, therefore you have to say both of these Machlekes in the Machlekes Remain Rebuda.